And showing you what it's like every day in Iraq and Afghanistan for the people who live there. The same thing that happens abroad can happen right here at home.
Yeah.
I draw the parallels between the war going on over there and the war going on here in our streets.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Because over there we got police coming in and kicking in people's doors and taking them off to secret prisons. And now with the new National Defense Authorization Act, we might even be seeing that here on our own streets.
No fucking way.
That's why we gotta get out here and keep stepping it up. You know what I'm saying? Keep stepping it up. And also I wanted to say is that I know from my military experience that when you put on that uniform, that you separate yourself between you and the people. So know that the police, they might, and their families might be affected by these things, but when they put on that uniform, they are working against you. They are working against us. They are working against the people. They are working against the 99%. So we gotta not let that get in the way, and we gotta let them know that we don't respect them. We don't want them here in our streets, locking us up and killing our children. Introduce the next speaker that's gonna come up. Her name is Farah. She's from Iraq.
These corporations are raiding my country, taking my
union workers joining the march, and I'm going to ask one of our brothers here to lead us into some chants. Here we go.
All right, glad to be here, y'all.
All right.
Mama, mama, can't you see?
Mama, mama, can't you see?
What the banks have done to me?
What the banks have done to me?
I used to be a human being.
I used to be a human being.
Now I'm only a machine.
Now I'm only a machine. When I say all you people, you say, yeah. Tell the story, yeah. Tell the whole damn world this is people territory, okay? Yeah. All right. All you people, yeah.
Tell the story.
Yeah.
Tell the whole damn world.
This is people territory.
Wait a minute. Let's say occupy territory. Sound up. Occupy, we can do that. Occupy.
People.
Occupy territory. Let's try that, okay?
Yeah.
All you people,
yeah.
Tell the story. One more, y'all. And y'all just follow me on this one. Okay? I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
The banks have got a pot of gold.
Banks have got a pot of gold.
And if they don't give it up soon.
If they don't give it up soon.
We'll be marching till next June.
We'll be marching till next June.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Are we weak or strong?
We're strong.
Occupy SFSU has been out since 9 in the morning. We had a housewarming party out at 1 Sansom Street, and we traveled along the financial district, attacking banks and supporting all the occupiers out here tonight, and it's been amazing. What I'm here to talk about is our failing public education system of higher education. San Francisco State University, like all the CSUs and UCs across the state and other public institutions across the country, have suffered drastically. We're losing classes, lectures, professors, money. Students are being denied solely because there are no funds. Now, what I want to know, one of the most richest countries in the world, why is it that our top schools are private schools? Why is it that the top schools in this, one of the richest countries in the world, aren't public schools? Why all the UCs and University of Washington, University of Illinois, CUNY, the Sunny System in the East Coast, these should be the best institutions in the country, but they're not. Our government, federal government, and all governments in the state see that funding the prison industrial complex, the military industrial complex, is much more important than educating the working class and the masses. They do not see education as a need for everyone, that remain accessible to everyone, regardless of class, and that is disturbing. So that is why Occupy SFSU and Occupy CCSF, I'm sure, and all other institutions are out here, because this country is mind-boggling. It's befuddling why our institutions of higher education aren't being funded the way they should. So we need more money so that we can be educated. We need the system to change. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, I want you to look to your side, to your right side. See your sister, see your brother. Now look to your left side and see your sister and see your brother. That is the face of the movement, brothers and sisters. Those standing here in the cold, in the rain, through difficult times, through police oppression, through all these, we say that it's an economic crisis, but as you see, it's affecting everybody. We have here veterans who have been sent to war by the same banks and corporations who make profits off their banks. We have here workers who get sent to labor on minimum wage without any health care, without any benefits. Why? For the same profit of the banks and corporations we're out here fighting today. We have students who spend years and years in college just to come out to be part of the pool of the unemployed. Why? For the same banks and corporations who make the profit. Brothers and sisters, if you look around you, you want to see the face of the movement. You want to see what an uprising is going to look like. It looks like the face of your sister and brother next to you, standing side by side. And what we say is that just the way we brought all the speakers together, there's people around the world, in Latin America, in Asia, in Africa, the people resisting in the Middle East, who have long fought against the same oppressor, against the same banks that profit off of death and destruction. Brothers and sisters, but like we said, enough is enough. And that's why we're here to fight. And that's why it's that slogan that came out of the Bay Area that we have to say, it is this system. It is this system that has to die. And that's why we have to occupy. The system has got to die. The system has got to die. The system has got to die. And that's what we're doing. We're occupying. We're fighting back. Keep up the struggle, brothers and sisters.
few multilingual chants. Let's change it up a little bit. How's that sound, you folks? All right. So we know the who are the 99? All right. Let's try it in Cantonese. You guys ready to do it in Cantonese? Okay. So I'm gonna say bingo, hi go, sup go, and you say. Oh, you don't know. Okay. Here we go. You say all day, hi go, sup go. Brilliant! You all should go learn Cantonese because you're doing great in minute one of your lessons here. All right. Hey, hi, go, sup, go. Bingo! Hi, go, sup, go. Bingo! Hi, go, sup, go. Bingo! Hi, go, sup, go. Awesome! Now we're going to do it in Spanish. You ready for that? All right. So, el 99, somos el 99. We know it, right? Here we go. ¿Quién es el 99? Okay, I'm gonna go down the line. Code Pink! Rainforest